The leaders of the 132nd Fighter Wing invited reporters to the flight line to view some of the training as the wing prepares to switch from the manned F-16 fighters to the unmanned MQ-9 Reapers. You have to wear earplugs to get close to the fighters, and they rattle your chest and body as they kick in the afterburners to take off. Unit spokesman Major Ken Hartman says the F-16s will gradually each take off for a final flight out of Des Moines.
Currently, we've got 21 aircraft, and over the course of the summer and into the fall, we're going to be slowly phasing out our aircraft to other guard units.
Hartman says some of the pilots and crewmen will go to other bases to continue working with the F-16, while others are excited by the new mission and new opportunities.
With the MQ-9 mission coming up, that's a 24-hour mission. So, a little higher tech jobs. We've got an intelligence group coming this way. So they're a little bit better, I guess, higher tech, higher paying jobs. Everybody reacts different to change.
The Reapers will not be physically located at the Des Moines base, marking the first time in 72 years there will not be manned aircraft there. The wing began flying observation planes back in 1941. Hartman says they'll only lose about 30 guard members overall with the transition, which is better than the over 300 that were first in jeopardy when the transition was announced. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.